Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us live on the line, Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member, talking about a meeting that took place last night in the state of Buffalo schools. Larry, thanks for joining us again this morning. Want to start with the reopening plans, that is the reopening of those school buildings for students. Now, we heard the plan from the superintendent a couple of weeks ago. How are things going on that front? Is everything maybe to the schedule? Has anything been pushed back?
Good morning, first of all. Things are moving forward. Right now, I would say as far as the process goes, each of our buildings have been given some parameters on how to begin a plan to bring back students. And right now, I think I mentioned maybe over the summer when I was on your show that our school-based management teams made up of teachers, parents, administrators, teacher aides, CES staff, students as well, are now looking at what would be the best way to bring back our most neediest students. And each building is kind of tasked with determining for their building, for their population, who those students might be. Within those parameters, what I think is important to mention is that we are moving away from what most other districts have done to bring students back. And instead of a hybrid model, we want to bring back those neediest students full-time 5 days a week. It would be a small group, up to about 100 students per building. And what I'm hearing mostly from buildings so far is that those with the most severe disabilities, those students with disabilities that are in smaller classes, would be first. And then you'd be looking at students that are in pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, English language learners. In some of our high schools, I'm hearing that 12th grade, and those students that are getting close to graduating, students that are short on credits and need more support and help to ensure that they're going to graduate on time, those students may be on the list to bring back first.
All right. Larry, how many special ed students are there in Buffalo Public Schools? Do you know?
The number offhand, I don't know, but we're about 23-24% of our population consists of students with disabilities. And then our English language learners also make up a significant amount of our population, probably about 10-15%.
So that's a large number of students you'd be working on bringing back, first in the first wave, so to speak, of students coming back into the classroom. What are some of the concerns that you're working toward now? And I'm wondering if you can kind of take us in any of the preparations that are being made building by building to prepare for that and to make sure it does happen on time.
It consists of safety, health, as well as quality of instruction. And so last night we had every leader of the departments that are responsible for those things, from our buildings and grounds staff ensuring that our buildings are safe, that there's signage, that there's hand sanitizer in every classroom, that all the test questionnaire to ensure that students and individuals that are coming into our buildings are not experiencing symptoms of COVID, as well as, you know, ensuring that we're having physical distancing within our classrooms, within our buildings, as they're traveling to and from places. And then transportation is also a huge concern that we are trying to coordinate with all of the first student and NFTA to ensure that it's going to be safe for our kids to be traveling to and from school on the buses.
Are you still looking at a November timeline to start this?
That is what we're looking at. After the first quarter, we don't have an actual date set in stone. The next step in this process is for each building to go to the superintendent with their individual plans on how they want to bring students back. And then from there, the superintendent will be presenting his final plan to the board. We're expecting November 4th work session to see that plan. And, you know, last night I heard that the board and the superintendent that were united on working together to get this right, to seeing the plan and coming to a consensus on then how best to begin the next step of bringing our students back.
I know there was a focus yesterday on the Bills and their donation to Buffalo schools and kind of helping along in some of the not only reopening but remote learning process with the internet capabilities of some students in Buffalo. On the sports front, though, when it comes to Buffalo schools, I know there's that decision that's been made to not have sports, but as you hear from more and more student athletes, is there any wiggle room in that, do you think?
Right now, no, unfortunately. We, for the fall, and it's looking like for the winter, there will not be any sports. Hopefully things change with COVID and with the data come spring, potentially with a vaccine, and then we could reconsider some of the fall and winter sports to have them held in the spring. You know, what I will say, and it's a conversation could maybe be related somewhat to sports, but more with arts and music. One of the schools that my son goes to, we talked about potentially having some sort of after school activities where they could come in to do some sort of art activity, a performance, a musical performance, something that will then allow them to have some contact, in-person contact with other students, with their teachers, that's limited so that we can also, beyond those 100 students that are returning, begin having our students have opportunities to get out of their homes and have some interaction with their classmates and with staff in the buildings.
All right, Larry, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, another update on the reopening plan for Buffalo schools. That's Buffalo School Board member Larry Scott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.